All right, so let's find a space where you feel like you can see. And so I'm not sure that it was mentioned earlier in the retreat, but I'll mention it now, that the Qigong that we're doing is it supports, you know, is offered to support your practice in general, but it's also we're going along with the body parts here. And so this next set of Qigong is for head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, and skin. And so if you were having trouble finding that key to unlock those body parts, then you might find the Qigong helpful. And so we're going to start just by swinging. It's nice to start your Qigong practice in the same way every time, and sort of allows your body to recognize we're going into practice, sort of like taking your sitting meditation posture. Body knows what's next. So tapping the lower back. Front hand is tapping the front of the hip somewhere. Just feeling the arms moving through the air. Feeling the air caressing the skin, hair on the skin. Letting the back hand continue to tap the lower back. And front hand taps the front of the shoulder. Reaching a little bit further if that's comfortable for you, and tapping the top of the shoulder. There's plenty of space in here by me, so if anybody's not having enough room to move. Oops. Good, and then tapping lightly around the middle. And then swinging to a stop. Good. And do something that's a classic for getting the energy to the tips of the fingers. And so we're going to rub the fingernails together. Also makes this really cool sound. And then relax. Just taking a moment to feel. Then scooping in, palms face back, scooping into the waist, thumbs reach back and down. We did this one yesterday afternoon. Again, releasing, scooping in. Releasing. Very aware of still the sensations in the fingernails from all that rubbing as you do this move. Releasing one more time. Okay. Let there be some wiggle room in your stretch so you don't feel stuck anywhere. And then dropping the right ear toward the right shoulder, you decide what's a comfortable stretch, rocking forward and back on that right side, breathing. Letting your awareness extend all the way down to the left thumb, very tip of the left thumb. And then rolling the chin to the chest, bringing the left ear toward the left shoulder, rocking forward and back on that left side, gently letting your awareness extend all the way down to the tip of the right thumb. Then rolling the chin to the chest, releasing the arms, letting the head roll up, taking a moment to sense down through the neck, the shoulders, through the arms, through the hands, through the fingertips. Then begin shaking the hands and shaking the arms. I'm going to do a little shaking meditation. It's an ancient style of Qigong. If you've got a little tricky back, maybe you don't want to jump up and down on your heels, or if your knees are a little tricky, maybe you don't want to bounce up and down on your knees. So adapting the movement to fit your body, I'm just going to let the whole body shake. And as we're doing this very ancient Qigong style, we're going to do a classic Taoist meditation, which is a three-line meditation. It's sort of a body scan right on the surface of the body. So starting at the crown of the head, we're just going to let our awareness scan now down to the forehead, between the eyebrows. And as you feel into these places, if you notice that there's any extra tension that maybe is ready to be released, you can breathe into that area and then sort of exhale and relax a little bit. So now the eyes, relaxing the eyes and relaxing the tip of the nose. And below the nose, there above the upper lip, relaxing the tongue, and the root of the tongue, relaxing the throat, and the hollow of the throat. Relaxing the breastbone. And the belly button. Relaxing the front of the hips. And the base of the kneecaps. Relaxing the shins. Fronts of the ankles. And the tops of the feet and toes. Now you may find as you're shaking that certain parts shake a lot more vigorously than other parts, and that's fine too. So I'm going to run through the body again. That was the first line. And run through the body again, starting at the crown of the head, relaxing the crown. Relaxing the occipital area, the base of the back of the skull. Relaxing down the back of the neck. And the base of the neck. Relaxing between the shoulder blades. And that gate of life point we were tapping earlier on the back of the body opposite the navel. Relaxing the buttocks. And the backs of the knees. Relaxing the calf muscles. And the heels. And the soles of the feet and toes. Good. So last line. Relaxing the crown. Relaxing the earlobes. And the sides of the neck. And the tops of the shoulders. Relaxing the armpits. The elbows. Wrists and hands. Relaxing the intercostal muscles between the ribs on the sides of the chest. And the sides of the waist. Inside and outside of the thighs. Inside and outside of the knees. Inside and outside of the lower legs. The ankles. And the inside and outside edges of the feet. Now from the feet, letting your awareness expand to include the entire body. Feeling the whole body shaking, breathing, the vibration moving through every part. And so even though the parts might not be shaking equally, we want the vibration of the shaking to be able to reach every part, every cell, every tissue. Gradually quieting the movement, coming to stillness. Feeling the feet firmly planted on the earth. The skeleton aligned, doing the work of holding you up. The muscles relaxed, draped over the top of the skeleton. And maybe even that sense of rising, expanding, maybe even sense of heat coming to the surface as energy in the core of the body rises to the surface to be dispersed, creating space for fresh energy to come in. With feet firmly planted on the ground, inhaling the arms up, fingers interlacing, stretching up, stretching out, exhaling, releasing. Opening up the breath. Good, couple more. Great, swinging to a stop. Nice floppy arms, relaxed neck. Good, a little swimming now. Swimming in air, wrist cross, sprouting up from the center. Inhaling up, exhaling out and down, sensing the space around you. Soft and easy now. Couple more. Good. Going the opposite direction, inhaling the arms up, out and up, hands coming together overhead, and then dropping down to the neck, coming around the throat, hands come back to back down the breastbone, around the ribs, and then down the outsides of the legs. Remember to bend your knees or go down in a way that feels comfortable for your back. Coming around the toes and then up the insides of the legs and around center. Feeling free to rock forward and back on your feet if that feels good. So again, inhaling up. Exhaling down to the neck and around the throat. Inhaling, expanding the chest. Exhaling, dropping down, down, down the outside. Around the toes, inhaling up the inside. And exhaling around the middle. Breathing naturally if you run out of exhale. Again. Good, one more time. Feeling the surface of the body. And so we're going to do a little breathing all the way up and down through the body. So connecting to the earth, pulling up from the earth through the feet, through the torso, all the way up overhead. And then bringing it back down, exhaling all the way through the body, down through the legs and feet, back down to the earth. So big inhale, pulling up. Remember, moving in a way that fits your body. Your awareness can go up even if the arms don't go all the way up overhead. And then back down, exhaling through the body. So inhaling, 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 and exhaling all the way down. Good, let's do two more of these. Good. So now the hands are going to rise up to the level of the heart. And then, like swimming, push and come around to the back. And then we want to pull up the back and flick the hands forward. And so here's the move. Inhaling up to the chest, exhaling around to the back. We're going to do a little inhale, a little short inhale. And then exhaling, relaxing forward. Good. So inhaling, nice even inhale to the heart. Exhaling back around, kidneys. Little inhale, waking up the kidneys. Exhaling, relaxing forward. So inhaling and exhaling. Little inhale and then exhaling, relaxing. Inhaling. And exhaling. Little inhale. And exhaling, relaxing. Inhaling. As you get comfortable with the movement and the breathing, just feeling into the space around you. Two more. Good. So now these energized hands rise up to the forehead, hanging out here for a moment at the forehead, feeling a connection between the hands and the forehead, breathing naturally. And then bring the hands next to the temples, the sides of the head, feeling a connection between the hands and the temples. And we're going to bring the hands overhead, interlacing the fingers overhead, connecting with the crown. And then bringing the hands back, the fingers are still interlaced, and connecting with the back of the head. And if this is hard for you to stretch, you can just let the head rest back into the hands. And just feel a connection there, the back of the head with the hand. And so let's do that again. So let's do a little gathering from the earth here. Gathering from the earth. Whoops, sorry about that. Up to the forehead. Connecting with the forehead. And then connecting with the temples. Connecting with the crown of the head. Now the base of the skull. Feel free to let your head rest back into the hands if that's better for your neck. And then rising up to the crown again. Turning the palms up to face the sky, stretching up and stretching over. And if you're comfortable hanging over, find a place that's comfortable with your knees bent or whatever's comfortable for you, letting the right hand rest in the crook of the left elbow and the left hand rest in the crook of the right elbow. So you can just hang and breathe. And so hanging and breathing might be just looking down and letting your shoulders relax, or it may be bending over with your knees bent, or it may be all the way down, whatever feels good to you. And you can even let the head rock from side to side to take advantage of gravity and the resting position. And spreading the arms wide, bending the knees if you haven't already, and scooping up. And washing down. Good. Let's do that entire sequence again. Open to the sky, big breath through the body, inhaling up all the way through the body, all the way up overhead. And exhaling all the way back down. Then inhaling, hands up to the chest. Exhaling around to the back. Little inhale energizes the kidneys. And then exhaling, relax. Inhaling up to the chest. Exhaling back around. Little inhale. And then relaxing. Hands rising up to the forehead, inhaling. Exhaling to the temples. Inhaling to the crown. Exhaling to the base of the skull. Nice big inhale up. Stretching up, 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 up. Exhaling over. Spreading the arms, big inhale, scooping up. And washing down. Good. And so let's go back to that tapping that we did at the end of class yesterday. And so getting energy mobilized through the surface of the body. And we start, remember, a little reminder, we do three taps at the hips, down to the ankles on 9, and then up the inside, front of the hip on 7, 8, 9, and then across the chest, down to the front of the hip on 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is the top of the foot. Up the back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, armpit, shoulder, palm up, down the inside of the arm, up the outside, and overhead. So let's give that a go. Okay, see if we remember. And if we don't, you know, just end up somewhere on 9, you'll be good. Okay, so 3 times at the hips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 up the inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Cross the front. So right hand comes to the front of the left shoulder. I'm not going to hit very hard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Up the back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Good. Let's do that. Just the lower body again. Just three times with the hips. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Cross the front. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Up the back. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Now the upper body. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. Let's do that again. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. One more time. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. Now down the inside. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Flipping the hand over three times to the wrist. Fingers, palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, base of the neck, base of the skull, crown, forehead. Right. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. Let's do that a couple more times. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. One more time. Armpit, shoulder, palm up. Now down the inside. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Flipping the hand over. One, two, wrist, elbow, shoulder, base of the neck, base of the skull, crown, forehead. Let's do that again, each side, one more time. So left arm out, armpit, shoulder, palm up. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, wrist, elbow, shoulder, base of the neck, base of the skull, crown, forehead. Right, armpit, shoulder, palm up. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, wrist, elbow, shoulder, base of the neck, base of the skull, crown, forehead. You made it. And so just a little turning from side to side, feeling the field, all that buzzing, tingling, aliveness in the body. Breathing and feeling, that's what we're about. Finding your way back to center, rubbing chest, midriff, belly, again, chest, midriff, belly, more time. And close. One more time, feet come together on the earth, hands come together overhead, inhaling up and dropping down. Taking a moment in the space of the heart. And we'll bow. Thank you. So if you don't have an urgent need to go out or you don't have a practice discussion, it would be great if you could just return to your seat. Otherwise, go to your practice discussions or take a moment for the bathroom.